Episode 46 is live. Welcome back. And this is a special episode because I've got a very, very special friend joining me here. This is Jesse from China. And we were neighbors for about a year and we became very, very close. We actually dated briefly, as we mentioned in this episode. But I was so impressed with her lifestyle to choose a lifestyle of celibacy and minimalism, where she basically stopped drinking, stopped dating, stopped any kind of sexual activity, stopped basically all the things that a young, beautiful, sexy 27-year-old girl does, and or guy. And she just kind of went on this path of literally the self-developed life. And I think that this is a recording from about 2 years ago. It was when I first had this idea for the podcast. So I did a few recordings about 2 years ago. And as you know, or may not know, I just recently launched officially the podcast about 6 months ago. And we're already on episode 46 already, which is amazing. And this is just an episode because I've had a number of previous episodes in this mini kind of series around relationships. We had a dating coach from LA. We had like a dating app professional, Dolan, talking about 2,500 matches on Tinder and all these different dating apps. We had John, who struggled with sex and porn addiction. So we had all these talks around how to have a more active dating life and attract the partners that you want. But I wanted to kind of balance that out and have a opposite take on things of celibacy and living this kind of pure spiritual lifestyle. And Jesse's episode came to mind, and I went back through my archives. I'm like, okay, great. I'm going to post this, and we'll add this to our little series of another option as far as how you can have a much healthier and more stress-free. Because I look at my life, all the stress, the majority of it comes from relationships. Like, yeah, there's some business and work stuff or family stuff, but really the intense situations and the heavy emotions and heartache and also having a dating life, like we talked about with John and Dolan, like the unplanned pregnancies, the potential health scares through not practicing safe sex. So all these different scares are a result of not being celibate or having just a monogamous relationship. So I think that this is a good balance to kind of equal out what we've been looking at on how to have like the best active sex or dating life or sex life and many relationships. This is the other side of things that I think is probably we talk about how happy she is in simplifying her life. So this is just food for thought. Welcome to my friend Jesse. She's been living in Europe now the last 2 years since she moved away. We haven't, we've kept in touch, but we haven't met in like 2 years. So it's kind of nice to revisit this conversation we had right before she moved away from Korea to Europe. So enjoy this episode. As always, if you enjoy this, go ahead, go to iTunes, subscribe, or Spotify, follow this series, and leave a review, comment, and share it with a friend. Just shoot this episode to a friend that might have a very active dating life. Be like, hey, man, you might need to slow down a little bit. Or a girl that might be kind of going out and partying a little too much. Be like, hey, why don't you kind of pump the brakes for a month and, you know, try a little minimalistic switcheroo of your normal lifestyle. So enjoy this episode, and we'll see you on the next one. Next week, or the next episode, is going to be all about having a successful divorce. Yes, how to have a good, smooth, successful divorce and how to live the eat, pray, life lifestyle, I guess. I've got a friend of mine who recently got divorced and we talked all about it. So that'll be dropping in the next couple of days. So stay tuned for that and enjoy this episode. Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, here we are for a episode of Self-Developed Life and sitting with one of the most self-developed people I've ever seen.
Wow.
Through Thank the you. Process of the last, how long have we known each other?
1 year?
About a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite a year.
Yeah.
And
I don't usually wear scarves inside, but I just flew back from a month in the Philippines surfing, and I've been back in cold Korea, and I caught a cold in my first few hours here. So we're drinking warm tea.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And this episode is mm-hmm. about yeah. minimalism mm-hmm. and living a simple, healthy, mm-hmm. happy,
yeah.
solo kind of life, right? So, my friends, tell me, mm-hmm. we've been neighbors for the past year and we've spent a ton of time together.
Right.
You've become one of my best friends that I've ever met, actually.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss you because this is your last few days here.
Mm, yeah. I'm going to miss Korea and I'm going to miss you.
Mm.
Yeah, really.
And maybe just tell a bit about your background, where you're from, kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got a very interesting story of what you've gone through.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Jessie. I'm from China. I've been in Korea like 3 years. From the last year, I'm really like believing in God, and so that's why we were met. Yeah.
Yeah, we actually met at a local English church here, just down on the beach called New Philadelphia. And it was right when I got back from China. Remember, I just came back
yeah.
from Shanghai
yeah.
and
got,
Taiwan.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, I'm from China." I'm like, "I just had a crazy trip in China mm-hmm. in Taiwan," and from there we just kind of connected, and we have both gone through a pretty interesting year. But the growth that I've seen you go from last year
mm-hmm.
to now, and a lot of the programs and
yeah.
retreats you've done, and kind of went from someone, I hope you don't mind me saying this, it kind of went a little wild lifestyle
mm-hmm.
before partying,
yeah.
dating, guys,
drinking.
You know, all
yeah.
that, which, you know, we're all somewhat guilty of, to where you are now, you know, it's
big, yeah, big change.
Saturday night, and you know, often you just are home painting
mm-hmm.
and reading
yeah,
and
exactly.
going to different conferences and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
what would you say was the main reason why you wanted to make a change in your life?
Okay, I guess always inside me there is a calling, but I don't know what is that, so I was always thinking for that, and I read the Bible and go to church. And one day I feel like I really wanna doing some quiet, having a quiet time, and
mm-hmm.
then I asked you, and you recommend me the Vipassana meditation. Yeah, and I did like last year in the December, and when
you went over Christmas, right?
Yes, yeah.
So Jessie spent her Christmas, for those of you who don't know what Vipassana is, it's a 10-day silent meditation where it's almost like checking into prison, right?
Yeah.
They take everything away from you.
Yeah.
You go in there with your phone, your wallet, books, whatever,
yeah.
and they take all of that away. And you just pretty much go in with clothes
mm-hmm.
and your toothbrush
yeah,
and
definitely.
The bare minimum. And you pretty much live like a monk for
yeah,
10
right.
days, right?
Yeah.
So maybe explain how that process was for you.
Yeah.
It's a little, just worried about the, that's better. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. Why is it not beeping? It usually goes beeping when it's recording. I'll have to edit all that out. So yeah.
So, share about your 10 days of silence over Christmas.
Yeah, it's like during like 1 to 3 days, I'm thinking, what is that? I think it's crazy, like wasting my time actually. Like, what is that? And I just like focusing my attention to my breath. 3 days? Oh my god, I feel like I'm wasting my time, but at that time I just thought of you. Oh, Quinton recommended me, so there must be something, you know. So I stayed. I really stayed. And from the fifth day, I really know that my mind was before like was really like a monkey, but after 5 days it's like really calm. I get really calmer, and you know the places I'm living is so small. It's really small, but there is nothing inside there. Like just a bed and a bookshelf, but there's no book. Yeah, it's nothing there. But I feel like, oh my god, and I was comparing with my place, and then but I'm more happy here, like the small place. Yeah, I guess it's more about it's less.
Less is more?
Yeah, less is more, yeah.
And maybe talk about that, because at the time, around Christmas, when most people were consuming more gifts, more presents, more things, the two of us really discovered minimalism, and we got into it pretty hard, and your apartment became kind of like the monk's chamber, right? You came back and you kind of cleared out everything.
Yes.
And how was that process? Because we watched the documentary.
Yeah.
Minimalists or Minimalism. It's a great documentary now on Netflix about two guys that kind of coined this whole movement about just simplifying your life and getting rid of all the things that you don't need, want, use, and just clear house. They say that the average American household has 300,000 items. 300,000.
Wow.
It's like over almost 500,000 things. Wow. That's like staplers for, you know, just minimal thing, little things, but it all adds up. And if you think about the things that you really do use, it's not that much.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I look around here, there's not many things that I use on a day-to-day basis, but there's a lot of things in here.
Exactly.
So you got rid of all those things.
Yes.
And
but when I woke up, when I woke up in the morning, I just, oh, it's empty, you know. I just feel empty, but I just grab a Bible, and when I'm reading Bible, it's just telling me, like, the things is not really important, and I am really, like, how to say, being with myself, and I'm not gonna look outside to seek things. Yeah,
I think that's what so many people do. They try and medicate their depression or loneliness and things like that to go and buy, upgrade to that new iPhone, buy that new car.
Right?
Yeah. So how do you feel now compared to how you did before, constantly searching?
Yeah, you know what? Also, because of Vipassana, actually, when I was in Vipassana, I decided I'm gonna go to Spain, to study their bachelor degree
or master's degree.
It's master.
Okay.
No, master.
Master. Yeah, because you did your bachelor's already.
Yeah. Master degree there. Yeah. So, what was the question?
How do you feel now? After clearing out all the clutter in your life to where you are now, that you live a more simple
I got it because of the Vipassana, and I decided to go to university, and actually if I am more like before, I guess I'm gonna more concerned about money, because I'm gonna go to university. I'm not gonna having much money, or I'm not gonna work. So I guess I were more concerned about that, but yeah.
I think that minimalism takes a lot of pressure off the money situation,
yes,
because you don't need that new Chanel handbag,
mm-hmm,
and you don't
yeah
need the new makeup every week and stuff
yeah
like that. You just have the things that you really do want and need,
yeah,
instead
right
of all the
exactly
excess that people are working so hard to get things that they don't really need or want.
Mm-hmm.
So I just really want to commend you,
mm-hmm,
and acknowledge you, because
mm
when we first met, this might be a little too personal,
yeah,
but we kind of dated for a little bit,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah
you were very very respectful of yourself and your boundaries,
mm-hmm,
of not wanting to drink,
yeah,
or go party,
yeah,
or even have kind of an intimate relationship.
Yeah.
And I think, because you're how old, maybe tell the people?
27, yeah.
27. So she's 27 years old, which is
yeah
so young to have this kind of mindset, you know, like you remind me of someone that's gone through life,
mm-hmm,
and in their 50s
or
60s,
yeah,
and have this kind of wisdom,
mm-hmm,
of really respecting yourself and taking care of yourself and having your limits of things that you don't want to do. And I think that that was really great, and for me it really kind of made me respect you on a whole nother level, to see where you're coming from and the commitment that you have to yourself and to the life you want to create.
Mm-hmm.
So since then, maybe just share, like, I've kind of shared a lot with you about different programs I've done, like,
mm-hmm,
you've done the Toastmasters,
yeah,
to try and get into public speaking,
mm-hmm,
and your new YouTube channel,
mm-hmm,
and things that we've kind of been working on, you know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your own self-development?
Yeah, actually it's a huge change. Like, yeah, Toastmaster, from that I before I'm kind of a little bit shy, you know, if there is
are
a
you
camera.
Sure?
Yes, yeah. But yeah, really thanks you and the members in Toastmasters, like, yeah, they are really like supporting me. Yeah. And yeah, I am more like to express real me.
Hmm.
Yeah, like before I was kind of hiding something. Yeah, I'm maybe I'm not pretty enough, or maybe I'm not good enough. Yeah, but I think the when I really express all of part of me, like maybe sometimes I'm stupid, but yeah, it's okay, I guess. Yeah, just express what I feel and
hmm
yeah.
Well, I can be honest in saying you're probably the most authentically happy person I've ever
thank
met.
Thank you, thank you.
Like, so many people are so fake, just
yeah
saying, oh, how are you? So good to see you. But
yeah,
every time
thanks
I see you, I know that the big hug you give
yeah
me and your big
right
smile is, like, so genuine. And it's really rare to see that in anyone, let alone a woman your age. That you just have so much self-confidence,
mm-hmm,
and I just really am impressed
thanks
with all the development and everything you've gone through.
Because mm-hmm
we were both kind of struggling, I remember a year ago.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, we both kind of hit rock bottom and then
yeah,
came up.
Yeah, actually, I think you also, like, you changed a lot, like, in the 1 year. Yeah.
Well, I try. It's
no way. You really. I really feel that. I can feel. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Life is a journey,
yeah,
not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
I still go up and then fall back down and go up.
Yeah, I always do that. Yeah.
Well, the thing with you that you've been really committed to.
Mm-hmm.
Not drinking,
mm-hmm,
not dating,
yeah,
no sex,
yeah,
no partying,
yeah,
and that's amazing. It really
yeah
is.
Yeah.
I slip off those slopes and stuff, you know, like I try and then I fall off the wagon. But you know, for you, I've just seen this steady incline, and it's really inspiring. Like, it's absolutely actually, like, yes.
You know what? I sometimes also like telling my friends, oh, you know, I stopped like drinking or sex and everything, and they said, wow, really?
Well, maybe what's their reply? Like, how do people take that when you share with them? Because it's
They don't
so.
believe me. I
Okay,
mean,
yeah,
yeah,
right.
they don't really believe me, like, oh, no sex or no partying, but you look like, you know. But I guess the main point that I changed because of God, you know. Well, sometimes I just feel like drinking, but after like seconds, okay, why I'm drinking, yeah. And then the thinking is just gone. But yeah, before I really wanna quit drinking or party, but it's really hard.
Right.
Yeah,
So how long was that process that you were trying to stop, and then when it just became, all right, I'm not doing this anymore? What was that?
since I really committed to God.
Wow.
Yeah. I was really surprised how easy it is. Yeah. When I believe in God. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm sure he's happy to hear that, and he's very impressed and proud of you as well. Thinking back, because that was only maybe a year or two ago, right?
Yes.
How do you feel, your body, your mind, your spirit, everything? How do you feel in
Oh.
contrast to the old Jesse, to the new Jesse 2.0 after we've been kind of working together?
Yeah, it's like nowadays, to be honest, I feel like I pulled all the chests out of me.
Yeah.
Like all the things is just pull out, and then I'm accepting the good, everything like happiness and thanks for, like, grateful, everything is, I'm always practicing it, yeah.
So you're just more self-aware, it
Yeah,
sounds like.
yeah.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And where do you see yourself? You know, you're moving, unfortunately, away from
Yeah.
my
Yeah, neighbor.
neighborhood
Yes.
and the country. Do you see when you're moving into another country, another culture in Europe, where drinking, partying, consumption is a big part of their lifestyle there?
Yeah.
Are you kind of worried about staying true to your values? Or this is kind of like a decision you made that nothing can shake you?
You know what? From when I believe in God, I changed a lot. Actually, everything now I'm doing is focused on God. I guess He leads me to do the things. So I guess God wants me to go to Spain. Okay, then I'm gonna go. But yeah, still I'm gonna living in His commitment.
Commitment, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think I'm gonna change.
I don't
Yeah.
think you will either.
Yeah. I'm just thinking I'm gonna do my best and not worry too much, and God will take care of me. Yeah, bless me. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm sure there's a really good plan for your life, and the fact that you have now started your YouTube channel
Yeah.
with
Yeah, the Chinese.
teaching
Yeah.
Chinese and starting that venture, as well as your master's program, and maybe explain what you want to be doing, because through this time of sobriety and having time to think and reflect and plan your future, you kind of came up with what you really want to do, and maybe
Yeah.
share that with people.
Yeah, actually, my background is like my family, they were divorced when I was a child. So I guess that's why I was in the dark part in the past. So yeah, and I'm always struggling with the dark points. But since I met God, then I guess He wants me to, I want to serve Him, and then He wants me to serve others. And then one day it just coming to my mind is that, yeah, maybe you can be a psychologist to help others, like others, other people, they were broke heart or student or children's, they were broke heart. So yeah, I want to be a psychologist and coaching, like that.
Yeah.
And I love to meet people, so I guess, yeah, I'm going to love that.
You'll be a natural. You'll do very, very well. And anything else you want to say before we close?
Mm-hmm.
Any other things you want to ask me or topics you want to discuss? For the record, while you're thinking, some of you watching this, I mentioned earlier that we met and we're kind of dating. You might be thinking that there's history here. Jesse's been literally one of my best friends, and we've actually never had any physical, intimate relationship.
Yes.
We just went on a few dates, and we're like, you know what, we're so close.
Yeah.
Let's just have a really good friendship instead of a real committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why there's a mutual trust and connection, because we weren't violating each other or... No, that sounds terrible. I mean, crossing boundaries of what we felt comfortable with. Jeez. We respected each other, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And hopefully that shows.
Actually, well, what I want to say is, I'm really thanks for like God and Quinton as well, because when I met him in Busan and he told me about the God and Bible and also about the Vipassana meditation, which like changed me a lot, and Toastmaster. So you know, I'm kind of person like to express myself. I guess he really told me about that, and yeah, I guess I made a great progress. And yeah, so I'm really thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you for that mini testimonial that wasn't planned, but now I'm glad that you know, I'm a big believer in people helping people, especially for people that are in my life and that I see or. Really wanting to make a difference and improve themselves. And I guess if anyone wants to go through that similar process working with me, you know, like I'm starting this coaching, consulting, and counseling business part of this podcast.
Yeah, you mentioned
so,
that.
Yeah, so you're kind of my first success story, I guess, of someone who can really change and you know, but you played the biggest part in that. Well, thank you for saying that, and I guess that's it.
Yeah.
I don't want this to end, because this is like one of the last chances I'm going to get to talk with you and sit with you in the same space here, so just trying to think of anything else. Maybe some people are interested, because you do have Korean heritage.
Yeah, right.
What's the main difference between living in China and living in Korea? And which do you prefer and why?
Wait a minute. I guess too much question. I mean, I guess I'd love to stay in China. I love Korea. Yeah, it's like, it's in Busan, it's coastal city, but the thing why I like staying in China more is we have 56 ethnic minorities. Yeah, this one is fifth and it's sixth in Chinese. So it's like people are more like can accept the other foreigners.
Mm.
Like, yeah, because you know what I mean? So there's many different cultures, like 56. Yeah.
In China.
Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of people there too.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Yeah, and then I guess I guess now in China it's like everyone is like having a Chinese dream. Like they always, everyone is wanna making money. They have some kind of motivations.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess now China is really like, how to say, like lively. So lively.
Yeah, it's a booming
yeah.
market.
Yeah.
And were you ever influenced with like Zen meditation or Buddhism growing up in China? Like, do you think that's why you kind of were looking for some kind of spirituality or meditation and minimalism?
Actually,
no.
No.
Okay.
But what was the question before this?
Which do you prefer, Korea or China?
I guess it's more fun.
Mm-hmm. Back to the minimalism. Some people might be watching this wanting to kind of revamp their environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you just came into my place after you finished.
Yeah. Yes.
Revamping your apartment, you're like, just get rid of everything.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
so funny. So I just get rid of everything.
Yeah, it's a stuff, you know.
And it's funny because when other people come in and visit me here,
uh-huh.
they're like, wow, you live like a very simplistic, minimalist
mm-hmm.
lifestyle. You know,
mm-hmm.
things are just really neat and there's not a lot of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, you're like, there's too much here.
Yes,
so
yeah.
that was the first time I heard that. And so how did you do it with your place? You just got rid of...
Yeah, everything. It's like just bad.
Do you have a picture of it?
Maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great because maybe I could edit your picture in there.
Yeah.
But now you're moving, so now it's really
yeah.
empty.
Yeah.
Even emptier than before.
But it's really empty. It's like just like there's a bed and a desk and wardrobe. It's like... Yeah, closet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So no pictures, no paintings.
No.
And Jessie's a very incredibly talented artist.
Thanks.
No, really, she is an amazing painter, and she gave me a few really nice gifts of her paintings.
Oh.
So no, you've got a very talented. You're very talented, and you have a lot to share with humanity. So I look forward to continuing our journey. Together but separate, you know, the countries and continents. But I just feel very blessed to have spent this year very close with you.
Yeah.
And my next year will be very empty without having you close.
Yeah.
So
God will send you another good friend.
Jessie too.
Yeah.
There's only one Jessie. But I just appreciate it. And once again, just I have huge respect for everything you've done and the way that you have stepped away from the masses where everyone else your age is going out getting wasted and hooking up every weekend or dating multiple dudes and just really being kind of not as developed as you. So that's why I call this the self-developed life. You're a perfect guest to have on because you really have set the bar very high for even me to try and catch. So.
You know what? I want to share one thing. Like, I guess, we're going to like set apart. Like, I'm going to leave Spain, but I guess you were like really good friend for me. So I guess we were like in a distance, but
mm-hmm.
you were always in my heart. So we are so close.
Yeah. Well, we've got this together,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, right.
We've got this together,
right.
So
yeah, lovely.
So give me a hug to wrap this up. Usually I don't do this with. Usually I don't do that with guests, but this is a special edition here. So thanks for sharing your last day with me, and until we meet again.
Yeah, we will in Philippines.
Philippines, yeah. There we go. You spent some time in the Philippines too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
5 months?
No, almost 1 year.
Or 1 year? Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we were kind of talking earlier at lunch today.
Yeah,
about
right.
my plan that I had.
Wow,
like
that's amazing.
Yeah, so we, like I said, I just got back. I've been here for like just not even a day yet in Korea. But I spent the last month in the Philippines. My agenda was just to go there and surf. And I went there for the weather and the waves. And I wanted to go and relax. And I did anything but relax. I was running around the island for a month every day, looking for property and land to buy and invest in, just because I just see it's a great, beautiful country and an island that's the best surfing in almost the world. It's a world-class surf break, and my dream is to build a little bungalow resort there, and it's doable, but it's a little more complex than one first trip there, so you gotta come and visit.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much. Hopefully you enjoyed this and are inspired by Jesse's clean, simple, minimalistic living lifestyle that has, you know, just made her a light shining among the darkness of a lot of society. All right, we'll stop there.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
Yeah. Let's see.
32 minutes.
Wow.
Wasn't that awesome? I told you it was going to be a great episode. Thanks so much for tuning in till the end. We really, really appreciate it. Go ahead, share this out. Hit somebody up that would really benefit from it. Share this. Subscribe. Go ahead. Also, like I said in the beginning, if you would like a one-on-one conversation with me, email me quentincarlin@gmail.com or fill out the calendar link to schedule in a call. And before you forget, go over to iTunes right now, leave a 5-star review and an honest comment. What do you think of the show? What do you think of the interviews, the content? Really appreciate it. Go out there, make a great day. See you on the next episode coming this week. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.